So things move sort of fast. But I'm going to tell you three little stories today. They're all about holding hands. So the last couple of weeks when it became clear that my parents were going to die, there was parts of our family straight down in Denver, Minnesota, and we were with them in their apartment. And I was there just for a few of those days. But it was like, it was 24 hours a day where we were with them and attending to them. And at all times, they were peaceful. It was a peaceful situation. And whether they were sleeping or resting or they were talking or just sitting there quietly, I noticed at all times someone was holding each of their hands. And there was something about the peacefulness and the comfort, I think, that all of us felt just holding their hands. So it might be my mom, like in the living room, and I'd be out there speaking with her, and I'd be holding her hands all the time. And my dad, at the same time, would be sleeping in bed, and Christine or Dan or Greg would be in there holding his hand. And, during that whole time, they started to sort of move into another, I don't even know what you call it, another sort of experience. They weren't really fully there with us in the room in a lot of ways. So I know what comfort we were receiving, but it was hard to know what they were experiencing at that time. And after I left, I thought of a second story about holding hands. My mother's a first generation American. So she grew up with her Eastern European immigrant parents on a farm in rural Wisconsin. And they lived out in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't the easiest life. My mom, she would tell us stories. We always prodded her for stories. And one story I remember clearly was before she was school age, there'd be some nights where school-aged children would all have to go to bed so they'd be ready for school in the morning. And my grandmother would take my mother, and they'd go off to visit women at some of the other neighboring farms. And my mother said her mother would take her hand, and they would walk off across the farmland, through the farm fields, through the woods, to the other farmhouses that were quite some distance away. And it would be at night, and they wouldn't speak usually when they walked. She said it was just quiet, the two of them holding hands. And my mother remembers clearly how she would look up at the sky, the stars out, and the moon out, and how beautiful it would be, and how she just never felt closer to her mother at those times. So, the third story. Teenage daughter, Alana, she's quite the artist. She always liked to draw, paint pictures, and send to her grandparents. And a few years ago, she did one painting that she sent off to my parents. And it was of this beautiful woman in a field, and she had beautiful billowing hair, her blonde billowing her hands around her side like that. And my daughter, who's very much in this sort of fantasy worlds and fantasy books, saw that as a fairy. But Nana, being Nana, who sees the best in everything, thought it was an angel. And so Nana would then tell me sometimes in our phone calls at night, I would call every Sunday night, and a number of times when it was getting near the end, she would tell me in her calls, she would say, if I look at that painting of the angel, and I say, I'd say, Father, I'm ready to come home. And she would say, let the angel take my hand, bring me home. Because when I try to make sense of those last days with us in this. Abram was holding their hands. And there were those times, as I said, where they were in some other experience, where we were holding their hands, we felt that life in our hands, but they just, they were, their minds, their spirits were somewhere else. And I wonder, what was going on? And so, I wonder, were we holding their hands? Were we walking through the song saying, the words in the forest going through them? This other experience of theirs, were they marveling at the stars and the beautiful moon in the skies? And then when they let go of our hands, there in Minnesota in that apartment, was an angel taking their hands?